Deuteronomy chapter 1. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel on this side of the Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab. There are 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that Yahweh had given him in commandment unto them. After he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Astaroth in Edrei, on this side of the Jordan in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare the law, saying, Yahweh our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, You have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey, and go to the mount of the Amorites, and to all the places near thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, to the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and to their seed after them. And I spoke to you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. Yahweh your God has multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Yahweh God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. How can I myself alone bear your trouble, and your burden, and your strife? Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And you answered me and said, The thing which you have spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, Hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. You shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it to me, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which you saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as Yahweh our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, You have come to the mountain of the Amorites, which Yahweh our God does give to us. Behold, Yahweh your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as Yahweh God of your fathers has said to you. Fear not, neither be discouraged. And you came near to me, every one of you, and said, We will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go, and into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And they turned and went up into the mountain, and came to the valley of Eshcol, and searched it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands, and brought it down to us, and brought us word again, and said, It is a good land which Yahweh our God does give us. Notwithstanding, you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh your God. And you murmured in your tents and said, Because Yahweh hated us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Where shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, The people are greater and taller than we, the cities are great and walled up to heaven, and moreover we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said to you, Dread not, neither be afraid of them. Yahweh your God, which goes before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness where you have seen how that Yahweh your God bore you as a man does bear his son, in all the way that you went until you came into this place. Yet in this thing you did not believe Yahweh your God, who went in the way before you to search you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to show you by what way you should go, and in a cloud by day. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words and was angry and swore, saying, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swore to give to your fathers, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he has trodden upon, and to his children, because he has wholly followed Yahweh. Also Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes, saying, you also shall not go in there. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which stands before you, he shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones, which you said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in there, and to them will I give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn you and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then you answered and said to me, we have sinned against Yahweh. We will go up and fight according to all that Yahweh our God commanded us. And when you had girded on every man his weapons of war, you were ready to go up into the hill. And Yahweh said to me, say to them, go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest you be smitten before your enemies. So I spoke to you, and you would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites, which dwelt in that mountain, came out against you, and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even to Hormah. And you returned and wept before Yahweh, but Yahweh would not listen to your voice nor give ear to you. So you stayed in Kadesh many days, according to the days that you stayed there. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as Yahweh spoke to me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And Yahweh spoke to me, saying, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward, and command you the people, saying, you are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take you good heed to yourselves, therefore. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau for a possession. You shall buy food from them for money, that you may eat, and you shall also buy water from them for money, that you may drink. For Yahweh your God has blessed you in all the works of your hand. He knows your walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years Yahweh your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. And when we passed by from our brethren, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, through the way of the plain from Elath, and from Ezion-Geber, we turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. And Yahweh said to me, distress not the Moabites, neither contend with them in battle, for I will not give you of their land for a possession, because I have given Ar to the children of Lot for a possession. The Amims dwelt therein in times past, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims, which also were accounted giants as the Anakims, but the Moabites call them Emims. The Horims also dwelt in Seir before, but the children of Esau succeeded them when they had destroyed them from before them and dwelt in their stead, as Israel did to the land of his possession, which Yahweh gave to them. Now rise up, said I, and get you over the brook Zered, and we went over the brook Zered. And the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we had come over the brook Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war was wasted out from among the host, as Yahweh swore to them. For indeed the hand of Yahweh was against them, to destroy them from among the host, until they were consumed. So it came to pass, when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, that Yahweh spoke to me, saying, You are to pass over through Ar, the coast of Moab, this day. And when you come near over against the children of Ammon, distress them not, nor meddle with them, for I will not give you of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it to the children of Lot for a possession. That also was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt there in old time, and the Ammonites called them Zamzumims, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims. But Yahweh destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead, as he did to the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Harims from before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead, even unto this day. And the Avims which dwelt in Hazarim, even to Azar, the Captorims which came forth out of Captor, destroyed them and dwelt in their stead. Rise you up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread of you and the fear of you upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of you, and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you. And I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon king of Heshbon with words of peace, saying, Let me pass through your land, I will go along by the highway, I will neither turn to the right hand nor to the left. You shall sell me food for money that I may eat, and give me water for money that I may drink, only I will pass through on my feet. As the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and the Moabites which dwell in Ar, did to me, until I shall pass over the Jordan into the land which Yahweh our God gives us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him, for Yahweh your God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into your hand, as appears this day. And Yahweh said to me, Behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before you, begin to possess, that you may inherit his land. Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jahaz. And Yahweh our God delivered him before us, and we smote him and his sons and all his people. And we took all his cities at that time, and utterly destroyed the men, and the women, and the little ones of every city. We left none to remain. Only the cattle we took for a prey to ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we took, from Aroer, which is by the brink of the river of Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even unto Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. Yahweh our God delivered all unto us. Only to the land of the children of Ammon you come not, nor to any place of the river Jabbok, nor to the cities in the mountains, nor to whatever Yahweh our God forbade us. Deuteronomy chapter 3. Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan, and Og the king of Bashan came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And Yahweh said to me, Fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into your hand, and you shall do to him as you did to Sihon king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. So Yahweh our God delivered into our hands Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people, and we smote him until none was left to him remaining. and we took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we took not from them. 80 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates and bars, besides unwalled towns a great many. And we utterly destroyed them, as we did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city. But all the cattle and the spoil of the cities we took for a prey to ourselves. And we took at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites the land that was on this side of the Jordan from the river of Arnon to Mount Hermon, which Hermon the Sidians call Syrian, and the Amorites call it Shanir. All the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, to Salchar and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. And this land which we possessed at that time from Aroah, which is by the river Arnon, and half Mount Gilead, and the cities thereof, gave I to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead and all Bashan, being the kingdom of Og, gave I to the half tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, with all Bashan, which was called the land of giants. Jer, the son of Manasseh, took all the country of Argob to the coasts of Geshuri and Machathi, and called them after his own name, Bashan Havoth Jer, unto this day. And I gave Gilead to Machir. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites I gave from Gilead, even to the river Arnon, half the valley, and the border, even to the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon. The plain also, and the Jordan, and the coast thereof, from Chinnereth even to the sea of the plain, even the salt sea under Ashdos Pisgah, eastward. And I commanded you at that time, saying, Yahweh your God has given you this land to possess it. You shall pass over armed before your brethren, the children of Israel, all that are able for the war. But your wives and your little ones and your cattle, for I know that you have much cattle, shall stay in your cities which I have given you, until Yahweh has given rest to your brethren as well as to you, and until they also possess the land which Yahweh your God has given them beyond the Jordan, and then shall you return every man unto his possession which I have given you. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, Your eyes have seen all that Yahweh your God has done to these two kings, so shall Yahweh do to all the kingdoms where you pass. You shall not fear them, for Yahweh your God, he shall fight for you. And I sought Yahweh at that time, saying, O Lord Yahweh, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to your works and according to your might? I pray you, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond the Jordan, that goodly mountain and Lebanon. But Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes, and would not hear me. And Yahweh said to me, Let it suffice you, speak no more to me of this matter. Get you up into the top of Pisgah, and lift up your eyes westward, and northward, and southward, and eastward, and behold it with your eyes, for you shall not go over this Jordan. But charge Joshua, and encourage him, and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see. So we stayed in the valley over against Beth-peor. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now therefore listen, O Israel, to the statutes and to the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh God of your fathers gives you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish anything from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what Yahweh did because of Baal-peor. For all the men that followed Baal-peor, Yahweh your God has destroyed them from among you. But you that did cling unto Yahweh your God are alive, every one of you, to every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who has God so near to them, as Yahweh our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, but teach them to your sons and your sons' sons, specially the day that you stood before Yahweh your God in Horeb, when Yahweh said to me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And you came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire into unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And Yahweh spoke unto you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but saw no likeness, only you heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tablets of stone. And Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land where you go over to possess it. Take you therefore good heed unto yourselves, for you saw no manner of likeness on the day that Yahweh spoke unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth, and lest you lift up your eyes unto heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, should be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh your God has divided to all nations under the whole heaven. But Yahweh has taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as you are this day. Furthermore, Yahweh was angry with me and for your sakes, and swore that I should not go over the Jordan, and that I should not go into that good land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over the Jordan, but you shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of Yahweh your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which Yahweh your God has forbidden you. For Yahweh your God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. When you shall beget children and children's children, and you shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yahweh your God, to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto you go over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, where Yahweh shall lead you. And there you shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if from there you shall seek Yahweh your God, you shall find him, if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in tribulation, and all these things have come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to Yahweh your God and shall be obedient to his voice, for Yahweh your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven to the other whether there has been any such thing as this great thing is, or has been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and live? Or has God tried to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? Unto you it was shown, that you might know that Yahweh, he is God. There is none else beside him. Out of heaven he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you, and upon earth he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought you out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before you, greater and mightier than you are, to bring you in, to give you their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in your heart, that Yahweh, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. You shall keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days upon the earth, which Yahweh your God gives you for ever. Then Moses separated three cities on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrising, that the slayer might flee there, which should kill his neighbour unwittingly, and hated him not in times past, and that fleeing to one of these cities he might live, namely Bezer in the wilderness, in the plain country of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead of the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan of the Manassites. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies, and the statutes, and the judgments, which Moses spoke to the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt. On this side of the Jordan, in the valley over against Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel smote after they had come forth out of Egypt. And they possessed his land, and the land of Og, king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites, which were on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrising, from Aroer, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even to Mount Sion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side of the Jordan eastward, even to the sea of the plain, under the springs of Pisgah.